Some things seem impossible, like winning the lottery, or making it to the NBA, the NFL, or Major League Baseball, or nowadays finding a way for those of us on opposite sides of the political spectrum to truly be able to listen to each other. Each of these things is actually possible, yet so rarely achieved. And while some things just seem impossible, others really are. Like a virgin conceiving a child, a virgin who didn't go through in vitro fertilization, a virgin who was engaged and had not yet consummated the marriage. This is not just improbable, not just extremely slim odds, but impossible. So I'm sure you can imagine Mary's reaction when the angel Gabriel shows up and says, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus." I can only imagine the stunned disbelief that followed. It was not at all what Mary expected, and I'm sure it wouldn't be what I would expect to hear either. It wasn't even just Mary's virginity that made this impossible. Mary's very existence, who she was, added another layer of improbability. She was an almost nobody in her society. Mary was a young, unmarried woman who was a member of an oppressed people living in an occupied country. She was probably only about 11 or 12, but possibly 13 or 14 at the time. And as a woman in the Roman Empire, she had no voice and was often treated as the property of a man. Furthermore, her status as an unmarried Israelite woman engaged to a man who was of the working class meant that she had almost no place in the society of the empire. Furthermore, she lived in Nazareth, of which the general consensus was that nothing good could come from Nazareth. And she lived in a world where people generally understood that God only visited those who did something for God, people who were of importance, people who were somebodies. God didn't visit nobodies, and God especially didn't choose them to do great things. And yet, here was an angel of the Lord coming to Mary and telling her that she would soon be a mother. Mary, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, all without the aid of a man. And as if that weren't enough to shock anyone, for the completely impossible to suddenly be proclaimed to you as happening, the angel goes on. Not only is she going to have a child, the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." It was no wonder that Mary was much perplexed by Gabriel's words. To be a young woman, a virgin in Nazareth, now expecting a child, which is not only improbable, but seemingly impossible. Totally impossible. And certainly unexpected. Yet Gabriel tells her, nothing will be impossible with God. Impossible is how the educators in Long Beach, California viewed the students in Aaron Gruwell's freshman English class. Impossible to deal with, impossible to teach. These students lived in a diverse urban area not totally unlike the area around us. They'd watched the Los Angeles police beat Rodney King and O.J. Simpson go to trial. Tension was high, and many of these students had been hardened by a life of drugs and gangs. In their own words, they started school that year with three things in common. They hated school, they hated their teacher, and they hated each other. They fought at school and often talked back to their teachers, and so educators were quick to write them off as unteachable, below average, and delinquents. They were the impossible students, impossible to teach. Yet Gruel, a first-year teacher, fresh out of college, dared to believe in them. After intercepting a racist drawing of another student, she taught them about the Holocaust. She taught them about Anne Frank and found that they could relate to her and other teenagers who had experienced oppression and violence. Slowly, she began to teach them more about themselves, and in so doing, taught them to love and accept each other. She also taught them to find their voice, encouraging them to write in journals about their experiences. They wrote about gangs, immigration, drugs, violence, abuse, death, anorexia, dyslexia, teenage love, weight issues, divorce, suicide, and all the other issues they never had the chance to express before. They chose to be known as the Freedom Writers and eventually published a book. Through their classroom experiences, their lives began to be transformed. Many went on to be the first in their families to attend college, and some even pursued graduate studies. Fueled by a passion to transform not just their lives, but others around them. This first-year teacher found ways of helping these impossible students transform themselves and others. Totally impossible, certainly unexpected. But not for God, not for our God. For thousands of years, God has been using the most unexpected people to do impossible things. God takes our preconceived notions and turns them upside down. The world pressed upon those students titles that they did live into. Yet Aaron Gruel taught them to see beyond those titles, beyond those preconceived notions of each other. God took the students' lives and turned them upside down, along with their own assumptions about who they were. While the rest of the world, even the educational system, told these students, the Freedom Writers, they were less than human, Aaron Gruel and God told them that they were fully human. God takes the totally impossible and makes it possible. This morning, as we look toward Christmas, particularly a Christmas marked by the strain of a pandemic, we recall that where we least expect God to show up, that's exactly where we should be expecting God to appear. Coming to turn the world and our own preconceived notions upside down. For Mary, it meant becoming the mother of the Son of God, even as a lowly, young, oppressed virgin in Nazareth. When the world expected a Messiah to show up with great power, might, and a sword in his hand, God turned those expectations upside down and showed up as a baby boy instead. Totally impossible. And yet at this point in the story, exactly what we should expect. And as the angel Gabriel told Mary, sometimes we must wait for that impossibility to be fully realized. Nothing is impossible with God, but rather nothing will be impossible for God. Mary and Elizabeth's pregnancies, as impossible as they were, was just the start. There's more to come, more to wait for, as John the Baptist is born and grows up, and then as Jesus is born and grows up. So this morning, I wonder in whom God has already begun to do the work of the impossible. Who or what among us is pregnant with hope and expectation? Even when we aren't ready or looking, God still comes. Often in the most unusual and unexpected ways. God continues to raise leaders up from some of the most unexpected places. No one would have expected that a young boy in a small South African town in the 1920s would eventually be arrested for political treason, and after 27 years of prison would be released and then lead South Africa into democracy. Nelson Mandela became the first South African president elected in a fully representative democratic election. No one would have expected the daughter of a carpenter and a teacher to one day oppose a bus driver's orders to move from her seat in the back of the bus. But after she refused to move from her seat, or to the back of the bus rather, after she refused to move from her seat, Rosa Parks' actions sparked the Montgomery bus boycott and became the mother of the civil rights movement. God is at work in unexpected ways and in unexpected places, even in people whom the world deems as invisible or unimportant. God is at work in those who lend a hand to their neighbors without seeking recognition, or anonymously dropping off groceries on a neighbor's doorstep. And God is at work in those who have tirelessly worked to help save people during this pandemic. God is at work in you, especially when you least expect it. God shows up to tell those whom the world declares as less than human, those who are poor, those who are hungry, and those who are oppressed, that they are fully human. Expect the unexpected with God, because we never know when God will come. But we know it will happen. We trust it will happen. Even as a baby boy to a young unwed mother who has never known a man, in unexpected ways and in some of the most impossible circumstances, God shows up. For nothing will be impossible with God.